Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Fabio Tayar of Industrias Home. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Home's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2009 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.home.com.br in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today, in Santa Bárbara do Oeste, are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's second quarter 2009 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us in this second 409 Industrias Home results call. At this moment, I will present a summary of the current situation of Home businesses and as well our best view of all the economy. Starting the fourth quarter or 08, Rome's management took action to adjust the structure of the new the structure of the company to the new business environment. So actions was taken like reduction in the week journey and salary, cost fixed reduction, and also in the number of employees. As a consequence, our second quarter 09 results shows improvements if compared to the first quarter. On the other hand, the market is also improving in the sense that our orders entry grew 117% if compared with the first quarter. Another important fact that was informed by the BNDES this month is to offer to our customer the possibility to finance equipment with interest rate of 4.5% per year fixed. So, we believe that the plane is safely landed and is ready to take off for new market that is coming. Now I will transfer this call to Mr. Cassiano, who will present the results. Please, Mr. Cassiano.
Thank you, Livaldo. Thank you, everybody that is participating in this call. I would like to start in the page 3 of the presentation. The highlights for this quarter are probably the most important is the recovery in the new orders entry against the last two quarters. Everybody knows that the last two quarters were very poor in order entries, and this quarter we start to see an increase in new orders, which it is very important for our business. The EBITDA margin also improved 20 percentage points compared with the last quarter. The net operating revenue also increased 37.4%, and the plastic blow machines orders grows 11.3% compared with last year, same period, which corroborate the right strategy of our company in adding products to our portfolio of products. Moving over to the page 4 of the presentation, here we show a graphic with the capacity utilization of some industrial sectors. These sectors, they are very important for Home. Still, with a very low capacity of utilization in these sectors, but we start to see an improvement. If we compare the capacity of utilization in second quarter of 09 with first quarter of 09, you're going to see that in most of the sectors, the industry is increasing capacity. And there is a trend to increase the capacity, which is very important for us. Moving to the page 5, please. Here we show the sectors that are buying more machines from Homi. In this case, just machine tools. And I would like to highlight the job shops, the service providers, which increased compared with the in participation compared with last year. And that happened because in this category, we saw a lot of small and medium-sized customers, and they are coming back to shop machines, which it is very important for us. Automotive sector, capital goods sector is still very weak, and oil and gas is still strong as was in the first quarter of this year. Moving to the page 6, I'd like just to highlight the packaging sector, which is still very strong, the machine, plastic machine business. And in the casting business, we saw that the two most important sector for Home, which it is the automotive sector, more commercial vehicles like trucks and electricity generation, still very weak, but we believe with the BNDES financing in 4.5% fixed for automotive sector and also for agriculture equipment and machinery, it could come back in the second half of the year. Please move to page 7. We saw a decrease if we compare second quarter 09 with second quarter 08 of 40.1%. This decrease is lower than what we saw in the first quarter of 09 compared with first quarter of 08, which was 50% decrease. And we saw improvement in sales if we compare with last quarter of 37.4%, which it is very important for giving us more volume of sales. Moving to the page 8, I would like to highlight the participation of Europe, which is 70% of our exports, or actually for our external markets, which is important here. This is an effect of consolidation of Homi Italy, which in the first and second quarter of 08, we do not have this business. And it started in third quarter of 08, and when we compare with last quarter, Europe was not so representative. What I mean it is that U.S. and Europe is still very weak in demanding machinery and also casting products. Moving to the page 9, we still see labor cost as a 30% of our cost structure. It used to be 22 to 23%, and this increase in the labor as a part of our cost structure is mainly due to the low level of utilization of our capacity. And also, everybody knows that Home is very integrated, and the dilution of the fixed cost impact the cost structure and impacting our margins. If we go or move to the page 10, we see the gross margin losing 3.4 percentage points, which it is mainly due of the low level of utilization of our capacity, which I explained before. The EBITDA margin improved a lot compared with the last quarter to 6.9%, and this is mainly due to the reduction in working hours of our employees, and also some operating adjustment like contractual negotiation with suppliers and service providers, and there is an impact of 5.6 million due to the closing of the agreement to transfer the technology and the Omicron production line to Kena Metal this quarter. We closed that on May 7, and the impact on net revenue was 5.6 million. If we don't have that, the EBITDA margin will be 1.5% positive and shows either a very good recovery from first quarter of 2009. Moving to the page 11, compared second quarter of 2009 with first quarter of 2009, we have improvement in all business units, but it is more significantly in the machine tools business and the plastic machines with high volume in the second quarter. If we move to the page 12, again, we have the Omicron impact in the EBIT margin of machine tools business and all the other business and also machine tools join the improvement in the margin due to the reduction of working hours and wages and also the renegotiations of agreements or contracts with suppliers and service providers. The page 13, which I would like to highlight, is the increase in orders entry compared with the first quarter of 2009. There is a seasonality here because in the second quarter of 2009, there is affairs and which bring us orders, but it's important to highlight that shows that the customers is looking back to make investments, to buy machines, even with this fairs and everything else. If the customer don't want to do investments, they will not gonna bring orders or give us sales. And this was important indication the second quarter of 2009. Moving to the page 14, Homi has a net debt of 11 million reais, which shows that we are very solid financially speaking. In the page 15 is just the how the share compare with Ibovespa performance. And in the page 16, there is just a conclusion of the phases of Paradiso project and Vulcano project this quarter. And our expectation for the second half of the year is probably have just a maintenance capex, which shows that we conclude the two phases of the two projects and still freezed all the other phases of these two projects. Now I'd like to open the Q&A questions, and thank you very much for your attention.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I'd like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Mr. Augusto Insiki with Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Just had a quick question on if I could get some more clarity on your gross margins, because, okay, you said that, you know, capacity utilization is coming down, but in the first quarter, the margins were still considerably higher than they came in this quarter. So, I mean, is what we see this quarter going to be, I guess, the level that'll be for third and fourth quarter?
Hi, Augusto. Is Cassiano speaking? Yes. If we look compared with last year, the decrease of the margins are mainly due to the low level of capacity utilization and also for more aggressive price in selling our machinery. The reason between second quarter and first quarter of 2009 is more due to the more aggressive prices, mainly in the fairs, in the FEMAF, in the Brazil Plast, which we come with some of campaigns or promotions, which decrease a little bit our gross margin.
So then would that come back down, would it go back up to, I guess, for example, machine tools in the mid-40s range for third and fourth quarter?
Third quarter, we still have some campaigns and promotion going on.
Mm-hmm.
To come back to margin, to gross margins, we must have a better utilization of the capacity and also better stop to do promotions and campaigns, which we don't think so in the short-term period will happen.
Of course, you need to see that the world, the top, everybody from everywhere in the world that produce machine tools is looking Brazil as a market. Then they are coming very strong, and our reaction is to protect our market.
Mm-hmm. And then, if I may, another question regarding the backlog. So you had a pretty good pickup quarter over quarter. Is that already mostly executed this quarter, or is that for further out in the rest of the year?
Yeah, the order entry was very good. The backlog improved a little bit. The order entry, some of the orders that come in the fairs, we already shipped and we recognize the revenue in the second quarter of 2009. Some of them will be recognized in the third quarter of 2009. Okay?
Okay, no, that's great. Thank you very much.
Augusto, again, the BNDES new finance policies is really something that we really believe that is going to impact positively our business. Then we hope and we are prepared for improving in our market.
And how has July been? Has there been a pickup, would you say, over?
We so far we are not disclosing nothing about July because the disclosure from BNDES was in the first week, and only this week the rules is really in place.
Okay.
Then we don't have numbers so far, but our talks with different customers and investors who is really investing new venture in Brazil shows that this new finance policy is going to really act or to improve the business environment for us.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. As a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star 1. Again, to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I'd like to invite Mr. Livaldo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for being with us in this call, and I hope to be talking to you in the next Industrial Drone third quarter results call. Good day for all. Thank you.
That does conclude our Homes second quarter 2009 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.